It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time.
Welcome. What are you doing?
Just testing my closest.
What are you testing to make sure you can make them?
Yeah.
Okay, well, congratulations. Welcome to... God damn it, Ralph. We're trying to start the show. You have places to be. I don't, Ralph. Welcome to Science Friction, the sci-fi comedy game show where comedians earn points for their opinions and how close they are to my correct ones. I'm your host, Asterios Kokonos. With us today, Caitlin Barrett.
Hello.
Ralph Atanasia.
Hey.
Okay. I've asked you guys to prepare Jeopardy-style factoids about yourself, because here's the thing. I don't want to hear someone's life story on a game show. If I'm listening to a game show podcast, I want to play along. Give me the questions. Otherwise, I'd listen to a talk show podcast. Do you guys agree with me?
100%.
I wasn't listening.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Exactly. You know why you weren't listening? Because it's meaningless patter, not the game.
I disagree because I think that's how I get points.
That's 10 points for you, Caitlin. Yep. Great job. You're already up. Okay. So I've asked you guys to prepare Jeopardy-style factoids. Jeopardy-style factoids. Short, sweet, to the point. Now, should we discuss this before I move on?
No, let's belabor it a little longer.
Okay.
Jeopardy is what, a television game show?
Jeopardy is a Merv Griffin production. Okay, you know what? Here's the thing in my gym. The only TV that doesn't have closed captioning on is the one that plays Jeopardy, the one that needs it the most. Here's what I see. Like, this author once went to the Borneo to write Christmas with the Apes. And then someone buzzes in, and then I don't know what they say. They go like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, they just move their lips. And I'm like, you have this taped in advance. They're closed captioning the news. That's happening in real time.
You shouldn't be watching TV at the gym.
Why?
That's not effective gymming.
Well, tell me how you gym it. Tell me what your gymming is.
Dear, do you want to raise the mic so we can hear her from her high horse?
Oh, God.
I am one of those shitheads with strong opinions on how one should gym.
Mm-hmm.
There should not be TVs. I don't even think they should play music. I think it should just be you. And, you know.
And you're grunting?
And you're grunting, and you're sweating, and you're heaving.
What do you think of dropping the plates?
Making smells?
You probably don't need to, unless you're, like, super strong. You're probably just doing it to show off, probably.
Caitlin
generally
can speak from experience on this, because she's a professional.
I'm not.
Amateur.
Amateur.
Strong. Look, tell people what you do. I've seen you lift giant rocks is what I'm trying to get to.
When I was a younger woman,
last year?
Yes, thank you. I would compete in strongman contests, but now, like, I come up against 22-year-old girls on steroids. It's a little less fun. I don't win as often, but that's my sport.
You're describing almost everyone I've ever dated.
Yeah. Your girlfriend, ex-girlfriends have probably beat me.
What's the heaviest thing you've ever lifted?
Generally, like most people's heaviest event in strongman is the yoke. So it's that big sort of a bar with two down posts and you can load it with weight. And I think I've carried like a 365-pound yoke, which actually isn't that competitive. There are girls my size that like under 120 who will run with like 500 pounds.
You know what though? If you split that up like 1 pound a day, it's not that bad.
Exactly. Yeah.
500 pounds is like two people.
Well, or five people.
Oh my, oh, you're right. It's two Americans. It's five Europeans. God damn. And then you also throw axes.
Operate chainsaws. I have a side project. I should clarify that I'm a business lady.
You sure are.
But on the side, I have a project called Project Woodchips, where we take people out into the woods who have never handled axes, chainsaws, saws before, and we're like, here you go, guys. Let's try this. And we teach them woodsman skills and timber sports. We get timber sports pros out. It's super fun.
I imagine you know a lot about filling out insurance forms.
Yes. Insurance is the reason we don't do it in Brooklyn anymore. We did it once, and we'll never do it again.
Also, trees.
Yes, you can't get trees in New York, because if you get like the tree removal guys to bring you some to chop, you're going to hit all sorts of weird shit that's, you know, old nails, old whatever, you know, people stash their childhood treasures in a tree and it grows around it. And then, you know, you take a $5,000 saw to that and bye-bye saw, bye-bye doll head.
That's a real thing.
That's a real thing, yeah. Stuff gets stuck in trees. So you want, like, nice trees that people haven't fucked with for generations.
I didn't know there was going to be potty talk. I'm out of here.
See you later.
May.
It's incredible to me that, like, people are finding troll dolls in the middle of the woods and it's ruining their day.
You know ruining what I mean? Their weapons.
That's the thing.
Tools.
Still.
Sure.
Well, weapons. Yeah. A tool on Monday is a weapon on Tuesday. You know what I mean? Anyway, let's get to your Jeopardy factoids. Because we're trying to speed things up on Science Friction. No more just talk, blah, blah, blah. Jeopardy factoids. Wait, Ralph, do you want to say something before I do these Jeopardy factoids?
Yeah, it's like William Shakespeare said. He said, brevity is like when you say something short, you know, like you could say it a long way, but if you do it shorter, like if you take less time, because people's time is valuable.
Oh, it's very valuable.
They don't want to waste time listening to words and thinking. So if you could say something that would be longer, but do it in like not as much time, that's more funnier.
I think it's definitely more funnier. Did you know that Shakespeare quote had just dialogue in the middle of it? It did.
Mm-hmm.
That's
true. Yep.
Well, he wrote plays. It's not like he just wrote quotes. Right. So there is more than one person talking.
Isn't every quote just a little play?
No.
Yes. Think about it for just one second.
I'm thinking
yeah,
about
it. It's not.
Do or do not. There is no try. Open on. Yoda. He says it. Exhumed. People applaud. And then we see what Ben Simons for the New York Times thinks.
Oh, loop me up and bend me over. I was wrong.
See? Thank God. That's 5 points for being humble. Okay.
Shit.
Caitlin.
Uh-huh.
I hear you were an extra on an episode of Full House.
This is true. When I was 9, I got to be an extra on an episode called Double Trouble. It's the episode that is Michelle's first day of kindergarten. She is not well positioned for it based on some bad advice from Joey. So she crawls into Stephanie's class where I am sitting right behind Stephanie. She embarrasses her by saying, "You're right, he is a major babe about the teacher. And my job as an extra was to laugh." And I am just this, like, haven't grown into my giant teeth yet, mouth breather on screen the whole time. And anytime anyone sees it, they're like, "Oh yeah, you were an ugly kid. There you go."
What?
Yep.
Who's telling you that to your face?
Literally everyone who's ever seen it. Like, "Oh wow, why didn't your mom send you back?" Like,
are people trying to neg you? Maybe. Is that what's happening?
Maybe. It's like a lifetime of negging, yeah.
The hell?
Yeah.
Yikes.
I don't know. Generally, people only neg people that they're kind of hitting on, you know?
So they're hitting on 9-year-old me?
Yep.
Yep.
Ralph.
I was going to do a different bit. But let's go full pedo on that. There we go.
Ralph, I hear you once ate a spam eating contest at the Minnesota State Fair.
If by eight you mean one, then yes.
What? Goddamn! Stupid Jeopardy questions! I knew this would fuck me over!
Yeah, I ate 3 cans of fried spam faster than anybody else that day. And then I went back to work out in the grueling Minnesota midsummer sun at the sideshow where I used to work.
What were you doing in the side? Wait, Caitlin's got a question.
Nope, that's my first question. What were you doing in the sideshow? But then I have some follow-up questions.
Sure. Well, I was what they used to call the barker, but my bosses insisted that dogs bark, men speak, you are a talker. But I was the guy out on the front stage getting everyone into the tent, which was just like 12 to 16 hour days of standing out in the sun with a 76-year-old fire-eating little person named Poobah and a girl in sparkly underwear getting out of
handcuffs,
thank you.
Manacles.
Chain claws, what a dummy. Yeah.
But okay, so I love spam. I genuinely love it.
I also love spam.
I'll eat a slice, fried, on some rice.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, I feel very salty, I feel very bloated, my hands will kind of swell. How did you feel the next day after 3 cans of spam?
Forget the next day.
Okay.
It was, within hours, it was just sweating and dying. Like, more than usual. And like, you know, you're out there, you're dressed up in like your sideshow clothes. So I'm wearing like a gold camel hair vest and a pair of pants with like a sequin stripe down the side, like full pants and shoes, like a hat, the whole thing. And just meat sweats and delirium. And like, you know, it's one of those things like when they say like, "Oh, he saw stars," and you think that's just a literary device until you get punched in the gut and the wind comes at you, actually see stars. The whole world did that woozy, like distorted screen thing. that you see in movies where they're trying to show that someone is woozy. Like, I was up on stage, like, hurry along now, folks. It's a word of Harlem. It was a good day.
Oh my god!
I kind of want to try it.
Yeah, it was a fun
Wait,
time.
Wait, the spam eating or the sideshow party?
No, just eat like 3 cans of spam and see what
yeah,
happens.
Yeah, 3 cans of Sprite fam as fast as you can. in high August, that's a good time. Wasn't this some kind of game show?
Yeah, eventually.
All right.
I have a question for you though, and let's just say like for 10 points. See, now it's a game show. How many times in a 10-minute period would you? Would you fall back to step right up?
We actually were told not to say step right up.
Interest. Tell me why.
So, Hord Wall, like kind of a legend in the sideshow community. He was, you know, I did that my first day. I was so excited. I had a bamboo cane, which they insisted I not use. I brought a straw hat, which they told me not to wear. And I said, step right up. And they said, Ralph, shut it down. And I was like, what are you talking about, Warden? He's like, amateurs say step right up. You sound like a hokey hoker. Say hurry along now. And I was like, are you serious? He's like, say hurry along now. So I did. And that's their number one thing. He's like, hurry along now, folks, this way to the Coliseum of the Strange, the Palace of the Bizarre. And you that's what you do.
That is better. Because hurry along now means the decision has already been made for you. Like, you're hurrying along to get into the theater. It's en media res. Step right up. I can step up and then leave.
Yeah.
But if I hurry along now, I'm hurrying along into the theater. That guy's right. What else can he teach me about life? Come on, give me more advice.
One time we were driving. This isn't advice, it's just fun.
Okay.
He was a lovely, lovely little old gay sideshow performer.
Mm-hmm.
And we're driving somewhere. I don't remember where anymore. And I was asking him for directions. I was like, Ward, up here, do I turn or do I keep going straight? And he goes, oh, I never go straight. I prefer to go gaily onward. I love that.
That's great.
He's a great guy.
And then you got lost for 4 hours because he wanted to make a gag. My goodness.
He's a good guy. I don't know if he's out publicly. I hope nobody hears this.
Why don't you come with a different name for him that we'll just put in editing?
Hord Wall.
So, now give me 5 more different names.
No, let's just move on.
All right. I wanted to hear more of crazy names. First game's called This Week in Geek. Making over the week's geeky, dorky, nerdy news. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Who doesn't love nerd news? The geek news, dork news. Who here isn't proud to be part of the geek community, the dork community? Who doesn't stand up for nerds and nerd interests? Who doesn't love nerd culture, huh?
I gotta tell you the truth, I'm a bully.
I know you are!
Have you seen my mom heart tattoo?
Hey, that's I got one of those too.
Show us.
Are you also a bully?
Yeah, I'm a big, big bully.
Dude, let's pink belly this fetzo after we're done.
Good luck. I wish you both well in that. Fucking take you both to the ground. Are you kidding me?
I'm so upset that you cut your hair because that big mop you had before would have swirled awesome.
Oh my god. I had to get the haircut. I just had to.
We're going to bully Asterios.
I can't wait. I've always wanted to bully Asterios.
Bring it.
All right.
I'm not going down without a fight. Oh my god, we're doing a game show here.
Yeah, so we're like a half hour in.
Let me get a little drunker.
Are you drinking alcohol? I thought you were drinking coffee.
It's coffee. Don't let him fool you.
It's coffee with alcohol in it.
Fair.
He's real. Lying.
If anyone
listener.
Else wants to whiskey up their coffee, by the way.
I'm going to whiskey up my beer.
I got tasks today.
You got what?
Tasks.
What? Oh, I sure don't.
I got
this
chores.
Is my task. Recording for 19 hours today.
Screw that. You're coming with me to Pennsylvania to play Lord of the Rings D&D.
Wait a minute. I have to be in Philadelphia tomorrow. I might do this.
And I just got some new LARP weapons. I got a mace and a warhammer.
I'm not kidding. I might go to Philadelphia with you.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, let me get to the... Let's do a game show first.
All right.
Okay. Our first game is called This Week in Geek. We're going over the week's geeky, dorky, nerdy news. You know how we're the reason that Hollywood doesn't take chances anymore? How it's like us, like the nerds? They're just like, we can just keep turning this crank?
Yeah.
Does that ever make you feel bad? Because it doesn't make me feel bad. Let me tell you what it makes me feel. I'm like, finally, I'm in charge, and we're going to watch my garbage. It's like, I finally got the remote for culture. And I'm just like, no. You're gonna get an Ant-Man sequel, all right? Like, you definitely. That's what America needs. America needs. Oh god damn it! What's the name of the actress from Lost to play Kate?
An enema? Does America need an enema?
Yes, it sure does.
I thought you were saying her name was Anne Enema. I was like, that's so elegant.
Is that her name? That's a pretty sexy name. Anne Enema. That'll be my porn star name from now on. All right. Last weekend, San Diego Comic-Con saw the return of the IMD boat. It's a 3-day boat party celebrating all things geek, hosted by Kevin Smith. For 5 points, 3 days on a boat with Kevin Smith sounds horrible, right?
The worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? That's 5 points right
there.
Thank
you. Thank you. I mean, that's so easy to agree with. Like, do I want to hear your opinions for 3 days? No. Do I want to hang out with your friends for 3 days? Probably not. I'm not interested.
Because you know he still hangs out with Jersey scumbags. Because he's like, I haven't changed.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe you should change a little.
Yeah, think about it. We all grow up a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's yucky.
He's like a townie got famous. You know what I mean? You know how many toilets that guy's broken?
No, do you have a number? How many?
At least two.
Okay.
Because he broke a toilet in an airplane once. They had to land, turn the plane around.
Wait, really?
Yes, because it was leaking feces and water all over this to Kevin Smith.
What a toxic butt. That's really bad.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing about that is that, like, when feces falls from that height, and this is true, it freezes.
Sure does.
And there was an article about it after the frozen feces crashed into somebody's house. There was an article about the ICBM strike that happened.
Ah! Damn it!
Oh my god.
Worth it! That was worth the trip. Now let me get your... Now you're a proud New Jerseyan. Let me get your thoughts on Jersey's favorite son, Kevin Smith.
Yeah. So I think probably it's not as bad as you think the first day. Like, you're like, oh, fuck Kevin Smith. And then, you know, you have, like, you sit down, you wind up next to him just unexpectedly having a drink and everybody's talking. You're like, you know what? This guy isn't the scumbag I thought he was. Like, he's kind of funny, kind of thoughtful. He's just sort of douchey, but, like, it's tolerable. And then the rest of his friends show up and he turns into Showtime Kevin Smith and you just want to strangle him. And the rest of the time is you spending your time getting as far away from everybody as you can.
On a boat.
Yeah, and I don't smoke anymore, so you don't even look cool when you're hanging out by yourself if you're not smoking.
Yeah, you're fucking right.
Also, don't smoke.
No, don't do that. You're on your phone, arms off the side of the boat, desperately looking for some kind of entertainment. Everyone's like, why won't Ralph hang out with us? Does Ralph think he's better than us?
I do.
I hear Ralph's gay. That's what they'll start saying. They're scumbags!
Yeah, but it's not even like in movies when, like, if you're off by yourself and, like, the girl in the movie comes over and she's like, yeah, so you're not into this either? And you're like, no, we're going to bang in, like, an hour and a half worth of storytelling. It doesn't work that way
in
real life.
Correct me if I'm wrong, CB. I can't think of at any time when a woman would be like, let me approach that loner and engage him in conversation.
No.
You know when it happens?
When?
When the guy is, like, painfully hot.
Well, yeah, but no. He's not a loner then. He's brooding.
He's scary, though. I don't know. If I see a painfully hot person alone, I assume there's, like, a way more damaged story there than I could ever even wrap my head around. There's nothing scarier than a very, very attractive person seeming like you could approach them. I'm like, no way. I'll wait.
Goodness.
Do you look like
I'm not sure you're a bully.
Shit. Shit.
You know what I like? When I see someone who looks like that, I keep a little Ja Rule squirt gun on me at all times. Ja Rule, they make a good 50-cent squirt gun. Pay me. And if I see someone like that sitting by themselves, I just squirt them right in the crotch a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. And if they do like the what the hell, I go, you peed. And I walk away. They're guaranteed to come find you after that. Try.
I 1,000,000% think that's true.
Yeah.
Because they're like...
I peed.
I peed.
That guy got me.
That guy got me good. So but I think here's what you're saying. You're like, you're like, I'm a 10. And so for someone who's not a 10 to approach me as if they were 10 and pull 10 moves on me, I got to see what's up with this...
Sociopath.
No! confident, rebel, approachable, funny, goofy.
Those are the words I meant, yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
Like, just like my favorite comedian, Ted Kaczynski. I'm sorry, what are you saying?
That guy. Hilarious.
Real funny
like,
stuff.
I'm not into physical comedy all the time, but somehow.
Well, it's the ultimate Jack in the Box, isn't it? To open up a mail bomb. It's just like, look, there's a... I'm just saying you could probably make that pretty funny. If the envelope's from Publishers Clearinghouse says you won $1 million, or if it says free cookies inside, what else could it say? Like, Ronald McDonald's autograph is in here. You're like, oh my God, open it up.
Hey, listen, funny man, don't we get points?
Yeah. You just get 5 points for listening to me flatter. Anyway, the answer is that boat probably smells terrible. Like, I'm not kidding. It's like weed and cigarette smoke. You can't get rid of the BO at that size because your body is like rotting. Like, that's what's happening. Like, you're not sweating, you're like molting. Just like sheets of Kevin Smith are like falling on the floor and they're getting like smoked because of all the cigarette smoke and weed smoke. Like, they're falling to the ground. It's like capicolas falling off of Kevin Smith. And you gotta walk around and like not slip in like the Kevin Smith capicola and fall overboard. That's 3 days of your life.
Is capicola anything like gabagool?
Is that how you say that? Do you really say gabagool?
No, only douches say gabagool.
Look, I don't know how to pronounce anything in the deli. I swear to God, I'll take any deli tips you have.
That's gonna be my Halloween costume this year. I'm gonna be an Italian ghost called the gabagool.
Yes! Nice. That's really good. And then the next year, that guy dresses up like one of the Ramones and he's the gabba gabba hey ghoul.
Wow.
That's a costume wearing a costume.
And then that costume dresses up as a big red dildo with bumps all over it from the children's TV show, and he's the Yo Gabba Gabba Hey Ghoul.
That's exactly what he is. And then that guy slaps a cop and becomes the Gabba Gabor Yo Gabba Gabba Hey Ghoul.
And then he becomes an Eastern European starlet who was on Green Acres, and he becomes the Zsa Zsa Gabba Gabor Yo Gabba Gabba Hey Ghoul.
Yes, and then that person goes on to win an Oscar. Even though this person may not be the person we would have expected to win an Oscar. Kind of a dream story. And they become the Gabrielle Sibide Zsa Zsa Gabor Zsa Zsa Gabor. There's another one. God damn it! No! Lost!
5 points.
Take another five. You got anything, CB?
No.
All right.
No, you guys mastered that.
I didn't mean to close you out.
No, I was sure after the third we were done. And I was. That was good.
Poor etiquette, I didn't mean to.
It was funny. All right, question two. San Diego Comic-Con's famed Hall H also gave us a new trailer to the Justice League movie. For 5 points, what lie are you going to tell yourself to, like, get you in the theater? Because you know this movie's not going to be good, but you know you're going to see this movie. So, like, walk me through the mental path. Like, how do you justify spending $30 on something you're going to hate?
I get to eat a hamburger when I go to the movies now.
What?
At the Alamo.
10 points. Wait, tell us more about this place.
Yeah, the Alamo on Flatbush here in Brooklyn. I hate going to the movies. I find it very difficult to sit for that long for anything. But now they give me a hamburger, and french fries, and whiskey. And so I'll go. Anyone wants to take me. I saw Baby Driver. That's a terrible movie. but I went, knowing it wasn't going to be good because I get to eat a hamburger and french fries and have a whiskey. So whatever. I'll see anything now.
Oh my goodness. 10 points. It's a fucking great answer.
Yeah. Just go eat.
Yeah. And it's like
doesn't matter what you're doing.
TV.
Yeah. It's fine. It's totally fine.
Have you ever been in that weird bar at the Alamo where there's just a bunch of wax faces?
Yeah, I kind of love that bar. It's a bar in a mall when you think about it, which you don't have to think about hard because you just like walk through a mall to get there. I'm like, this is a really good bar for a bar in the mall.
Yes.
It really is.
I know. And then you could go to JCPenney, get your pennies worth on any number of housewares or
I'm going to correct you. It's a City Target. And a Century 21.
Oh my God, you're right. It's a City Target.
How's it feel being the dumbest person who ever lived?
Feels real bad.
I know
Although
my mall
it feels
tenants.
Real normal. Feels like every other day. City Target. Do they give you, like, how about this? Is there a difference between City Target and Country Target?
Oh, well, I was actually going to tell you all about the business strategy of City Target.
Oh, no, I'm going to make a joke first.
Hold on. I'm going to pee.
All right, go get him. So, like, is the difference between, like, City Target and Country Target, like, you walk in and there's, like, loud hip-hop playing from, like, a boom box, and there's, like, a guy, and he comes along, and he does, like, a bunch of breakdancing moves, and he's like, welcome to City Target! It's fresh! Is, like, that what a City Target is?
Did you say boomed box?
That's, yeah, a boomed box.
Boomed box, yes. Okay. Just making sure. Yeah, that's exactly, you've been in that mall. That's exactly what happens.
I've never been in that City Target, though, because I don't know the secret
handshake.
You don't
know how city it is. Yeah, it's real city.
It's real city.
It's real
there.
City, yeah.
Wait. But you know the actual business strategy behind a city. Look, isn't the business strategy behind City Target just like, let's put some stuff that city dwellers need and we'll make it smaller?
Exactly.
Oh, thank God I got business expert Caitlin Barrett here.
And that's actually a piece of business that my old agency pitched for and did not win many, many years ago. It was like seven or eight years ago.
What was the campaign?
It was just about like how do we brand. This sounds so lame when you think about it. Like, what do we call it? And like, City Target, it makes sense. But just figuring out, you know, Targets, it's so suburban. Everyone knows it that way. You drive there. So how do you think about it differently when it's in the middle of a city? And the first one I ever went to was in Seattle. Wow, these are some really special memories.
I would have called it Target City. And it's like, welcome to Target City, where discounts and deals watch over us all. You know, and then like, and make it like dark. Like, have costumed heroes and villains in there. You could be saved by that Target dog with the Target over its eye. Maria Bamford might swing in and be like, you don't seem mentally healthy. Like, let me give you the number of my shrink. And now he's saving your emotional life. What do you got?
Well, I had a different thing that I was going to say, but now that I know that Caitlin's going, you want to go?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we can get a hamburger.
Yeah, we could both have hamburgers.
Yeah. Asterios, do you want it?
Oh, God, no, I'm not wasting my money on this. This movie looks terrible.
Here's the thing. That trailer for Suicide Squad, it taught me they got a good trailer guy over there at Warner Brothers. They
I
got
wasn't
a good
fooled
trailer.
For a second.
What? You weren't fooled for... Well, look, I didn't go in there and see the goddamn movie, but everybody told me, like, oh, it's real bad, and the trailer was good. So I see this Justice League trailer, I'm like, that's pretty good. Pretty good trailer, guys.
My real answer, though, what... Caitlin, would you do me a favor? Just tell me what stylish tank top that's a little too small for me am I wearing?
I hope I'm not wrong, but I believe that is Captain America.
You goddamn right it is. I'm not going to see it.
Are you...
Make mine Marvel.
My God. Okay, A, 20 points, and the Excelsior 5-point bonus.
Excelsior!
Yes. B... Are you a for real DC Marvel guy where you won't do anything DC? You won't fuck with DC?
No, I just don't care about the DC movies. I saw Wonder Woman, it's fine. I saw Man of Steel, it's terrible. I didn't see the other ones because I don't care.
What about the Nolan Batman films?
Those don't count.
I never understand why people say those don't count.
Because we're talking about the current crop of Zack Snyder DC garbage. I don't care about it.
Well, yeah, but there's only like four of those movies. There's three Nolan movies. Yeah,
and like one and a half good ones.
Yeah, okay. I don't like the first Nolan Batman at all. I think it's like real
boring. Oh, see, I most of the way like the first one. I all the way like the second one, but I haven't watched it in about 6 years, so maybe I don't. And the third one I liked when I saw it in theaters and haven't watched it since. Come at me, internet.
The reason I haven't watched the third... Oops. The reason I haven't watched the third one since is because it's so fucking intense. It's just like, I don't know how many times I want to see, like, a city become an apocalyptic wasteland and, like, someone get betrayed by Talia al Ghul.
I could happily just watch the Tom Hardy Bane scenes with the rest of the movie edited out and be, like, totally satisfied when it's over.
Actually, I would, too. A 90-minute just Batman
versus... And I'm like, I'm in.
That's a really good point. That movie kind of wears out its welcome. What do you think of the movie, CB?
I napped during a lot of it, but... It's good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long movie.
Yeah, you could take a couple. I might have taken two naps in it. If I'm not eating a hamburger, I'm napping at the movie theater. My friend tells everyone the story of going to see the Minions movie with me, and she's like, she brought a blanket. I didn't. It was a big scarf. It was a big scarf. But I watched, you know, the first 3 or 4 minutes, got it, blanket, scarf on, wake up at the end. I got to hang out with my friends and take a nap.
Although you are quite petite, like a big enough scarf.
Yes, it does. Yeah. A big, an oversized napkin. I'm covered.
They're like, Christmas stocking definitely is emergency sleeping bag.
Yeah, it's like how like you give someone a puppy kind of hanging out of the stocking. It's just me, but it's me where the puppy should be.
Okay,
I might not be a bully anymore.
Nice. Welcome to the good side. B, now I'm imagining this. That puppy's... There's no way that puppy didn't take a dump in that stocking.
Yeah, definitely.
Because that puppy's terrified, and you gotta, like... You're not... You're trying to get the kids downstairs in a casual way so they'll be surprised. You know what I mean? So, like, that puppy might be up in that stocking for 10 minutes, and it's just a dump factory. And then that shit and piss is falling into the roaring fireplace. Now the whole house smells like crap. Merry Christmas.
You know, my friend Pam had a... Have you ever seen a pug puppy?
No.
They're very small. They're, like, only about the size of a guinea pig. Maybe
potato.
A little smaller.
What? Yeah. They look like a baked potato.
Real small. My friend Pam, she has very large breasts. She's definitely not listening to this podcast. Hi, Pam. When this Charlotte was a little black pug puppy, anytime it got too rambunctious, she'd pick it up and she'd be like, "This is enough from you," and just stick it in her tits. And it would just be like... like just happily just looking around with its tongue out. And I was like, I have never been more jealous of a domesticated animal in my life. I wish that there was a situation in which I could be bodily tucked into the clave, like the cleft between a pair of giant bosoms.
Well, it's the safest place you could be. When you're a baby, they're talking about a lot of, oh, you got to make skin-to-skin, heart-to-heart contact in order for the baby's biorhythms to pick up on how a human's biorhythm should work. So what you're literally looking for is the comfort of your first day of birth. And can anyone hold that against you?
Yeah, but I want to have a boner, though.
Nice.
I tried, Ralph.
Did I tell you about my Make-A-Wish Foundation charity?
I tried to get you out of this, Ralph.
You threw yourself right back in.
Raising money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, right?
Oh, tell us more!
Now, let's get on with the game show.
All right.
Just gonna eat this cookie into the mic.
Eat it. All right. Look, the answer is like, first you gotta take a big sigh. So here's the answer. You go, well, I hear Whedon's involved, and it's been a while since I ate popcorn. I guess I'll go see Justice League. That's the right answer. I'm sorry, you guys.
I was like half there.
You were half there with the hamburger.
Thank you.
But you got to assume, not every theater's got the hamburger.
No.
You can't count on the hamburger.
You have to live in a major city.
You got to be okay with pop. Here's the thing. If your first choice is popcorn, you're having a hell of a day. Yeah?
CB, did he not give us any points?
Did he?
Yeah, take another 10 points each year.
Yes.
You're both tied.
You were this close to a wedgie.
God! Ralph? I swear to God.
I'm a bully again.
You come anywhere near this underwear, you are not going to like what happens. Anyway.
I believe that, actually.
Let's do it. Let's play some one-minute D&D. Huh? You got the dice? Round is called one-minute D&D. We're going to play some one-minute-long D&D campaigns. So very quickly, mentally assign yourself a race, a class, roll your stats. Okay, we're good. Let's go. Campaign the first. It turns out good King Belleroth is actually evil. You knew you shouldn't have trusted a guy named Good King Belleroth. What do? Go.
All right, I'm a half-elf barbarian, and my family was killed by orcs, and I thought Good King Belleroth was good because he killed all the orcs, and I'm going to go ask a wizard.
I'm a lizard named Lizzie, and
I love it. 10 points.
Thank you. I'm going to, like, just tell a bunch of my friends, like, hey, actually, the Good King, he's kind of bad.
Oh, roll charisma check.
All of these?
Yeah, just do them.
Shit.
She rolled a 20.
Okay.
Is that good?
You are so charismatic that you have started a Mean Girls-style burn book about Good King Belleroth. Now, let me hear how else you guys are going to bully him into killing himself.
Oh, not killing himself. I just shoot him with my bow and arrow because I'm an elf.
Okay, roll damage. What do you got?
It's a 20.
You did not.
Yeah, no, it is. It is.
It's
it
a 22.
Is. It totally is.
God damn! Out of 100? Well, then your arrow clearly misses. It sails over the king and he goes, hey, what, Ralph? I thought we were friends.
And then I kick him in the nuts.
Ah, okay, roll. Give me one of these dice. I'm not using any of your cheat rolls. What'd you get?
It's a 1.
Ralph! Are you rolling dice that only have the number 20 and the number 1 on them?
It's a coin.
Anyway, this round is over. Caitlin, 15 points for trying to emotionally destroy good King Belroth.
That's how I work.
Exactly. Ralph, 5 points for going with what you know. Violence. You were playing a violent character, and that's how that character would have solved that problem.
I also cheated and lied.
Yeah, well, that too. Give me those dice. Enough of you joker assholes. I'm rolling the dice.
We have so many dice in that tray.
It's awesome.
Is this the longest episode of this show? I feel like last time it was really short.
Oh, yeah. That's because I'm going to cut out a lot of this because I'm a little bit inebriated.
Usually when I listen to a podcast, though, no matter how long it is, I get to the end and I'm like, that just wasn't long enough.
I know.
Every time, every podcast.
I need more ear friends.
You know what I always say that about? Dicks.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Amen.
Never long enough.
All right, let's get to question two. Campaign two. You're in an airship, returning home after successfully killing the Pope. Suddenly, Carmen San Diego attacks. What do you do?
All right, I'm Half Crank McGasket. I'm a gnome engineer, and I quickly name the capitals of all 50 states.
Okay, so you're trying to distract Carmen with useless encyclopedic knowledge. Let's see if it works.
Of geography.
Let's say a confusion roll. So we'll take your int. You actually did roll a natural 20.
I always do.
That one time. Is this a cheater's dice? Anyway, Carmen starts correcting your pronunciation of some of the capitals. It's not Boise, it's Boise.
And I think that grants advantage to CB's attack roll or whatever she does next.
Yeah, I think you're right. What do you got, CB?
What do I do? All right, so who am I here? I'm an old-timey beat cop, and I'm swinging my little old-timey beat stick around. You can see it. I'm so good. And I go up to Carmen San Diego, and I'm like, why wouldn't I arrest you? I got you this time. And I just get her.
For a bonus 5 points, you got to do that in an Irish accent.
Yeah, you have
though.
To do the beat cop accent.
Oh, shit, you guys.
Don't do it for her. Don't do it for her, Ralph. I know you've got it right there.
I can say one thing in a Scottish accent, and that's my marmalade.
That's my marmalade?
That's what I'd say to her, because that's the only thing I'm comfortable saying in an accent without offending anyone.
That's Scotland Yard code for your necked boyo.
Let's see if your idle crypto-racist threat works. An 11 plus your charisma is 13.
Plus she gets advantage, you can roll again and take the higher of the two.
Well, it's a critical one, so forget that. All right, on a 13, here's what I'll give you. Carmen goes, no! No, Michelangelo's marmalade statue is mine. You'll never get it back. By the way, did you know that paddy wagon is a racist term because it meant putting the Irish in the back of a police wagon? You're the problem.
And that's what I'm like. I was actually Scottish the whole time.
Whoa, okay, wait. Microaggression.
Roll.
You rolled a 17 plus 3 is 20, not a natural 20, but it works. Carmen starts like apologizing profusely. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't really be mixing up my European countries like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, Ralph, what do you got?
I go all bad cop on her and I'm like, listen, San Diego, Vic the Slick and Double Trouble already ratted. We've got you dead to rights. And then I adjust my steam-powered monocle because this is some stupid steampunk campaign.
Okay, but you'll notice that all of a sudden your steam power, wait, let me double check. Yes, 17. You'll notice that your steam-powered monocle static starts appearing in it. A little bit. And then. And then all of a sudden, it kind of pops on your face. And who lands on the deck? Robo-Crook.
Damn it.
To be continued. All right. That's that campaign. I'm giving you both a solid. No, wait. You did a little bit better. 25 points to Caitlin. 20 points to Ralph. Ralph, would you like to argue your way into warp points?
I'm going to make an intimidation check.
On me?
Yeah.
All right. 13 plus.
I got a plus 2 for being a bully.
Okay, that's true. 15.
You can make an opposed constitution check.
I'm going to use my con.
13 plus minus 1 is 12.
Give me those points.
Here's another 10 points. Oh, God. All right. Campaign number 3. Says Senator Bongrip, there's no way you're getting out of that giant vaporizer, heroes. Soon, I'll pass a constitutional amendment to legalize weed, but only for me. What do you do?
Fuck. All right, I am Lady Dare Man of the 1980s, and I get my weed jelly sheet, and I put it over his head, and he's sticky, and he's stuck there.
Oh, wait, what's weed jelly?
You know, like, I might cut it up to make weed gummies later.
What?
You know, when you make weed gummies.
I've never done... Please explain... Just real... I'm pausing the game.
How... So you...
They make weed jelly like I could have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and get high?
No. Well, yeah, you could. Of course you could.
I don't know. I just smoked the stuff. The one time I tried to make weed brownies, I almost died.
Oh, wait. Yes, you've told me this story. You did not know what you were doing at all.
I had to go down to one bodega to get some baby aspirin to chew up because I thought I was having a heart attack.
Asterius, here's the problem. You got to know how to cook. Do you know how to cook?
I know. You mean that cooking app, Grubhub?
I'm going to interject if it's brownies, you got to know how to bake.
And you got to know how to bake.
God damn it! All right, back
I'm
to
on
the
a
game.
Cake television show.
Back to the game. All right. Now we're back. Wait, you're throwing a weed jelly sheet on him?
Yeah, he can't move.
Oh, okay.
He's stuck.
You're going to try to ensnare him?
Yes.
18, let's say you're plus 2, 20. Oh, no. I can't get out of this delicious weed jelly. What will I do? And he starts eating globs of it. And he's like, thanks for giving me my favorite food, assholes. Now I'm twice as powerful.
And I'm Extreme Boy Sidekick. They go, wowzers, hero. We sure did kick that guy right in the patoot. And then I run up and I slingshot him.
Okay. Well, is it a particularly ironic slingshot? Like, are you shooting him with a constitutional amendment to ban the legalization of weed? Or are you hitting him with a drug resistance rebuke? Drug abuse resistance education handbook?
No, it's like a cat's eye marble.
All right. 18 plus 2 is 20. This marble hits him right in the junk and then splits in two, and the two halves like kind of bounce up against his balls. So like his whole crotch just got, it's like a 3-in-1. You like Robin Hooded this guy's dick with this marble.
You know what I love about this show?
Talk to
we
me.
Always take the high road with the comedy.
You're the one that shot the cat's eye marble at his
like
dick.
It's never low-hanging fruit.
Wait, is his dick in three parts now?
Well, he hit the shaft.
Right.
And then it split open into two half balls.
Like when you cut a hot dog. Oh.
And then they went smack against his balls.
Okay,
no, it's
okay.
Like a series of three paintings now. It's a triptych.
Exactly. It's like a Russian nesting doll of crotch shots.
Triptych. You see, because his dick has been slit in three.
Now I get it. I still don't like it anymore. Okay. You guys get a... Hold on.
Let me tally up the points.
That is a big abacus. Like, I didn't want to say anything before, but it's freaking huge. It's almost as big as your Ving Rhames of a producer that you've got, but he's glaring at
Don't
me.
Mess with him.
I won't. I'm sorry, sir.
Don't do it. All right.
Holy shit, he's angry.
It's That's crazy to see a bully so intimidated by
a
producer.
That guy is huge.
Yeah, well.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I love you, Sam.
Anyway. Hey, that's it for Science Friction. All right, let me see. No, we need a tiebreaker. Because you guys both did so well. All right. For 500 points and the game.
Hey, listen. Whoever wins is the winner.
All right. Tiebreaker round. Mollify the host. Tell me that I did a good job. Make me feel secure in myself and in my choices. Person who can do that best gets the game. Caitlin.
Oh, sweetheart, you are such a special boy, and I loved seeing you at your best today.
That feels ironic and shameful. Negative 5 points, try again.
I'm not.
Rob, you gotta do it in a microphone.
They're in a deep, deep hug, but one of those hugs where one person comes from behind the other person and whispers
so good
in their ear.
I know how hard it is.
Ralph is the winner! Yeah! All right. That was Science Friction. Before we all go, just want to let you guys...
God, I smell all Greek now.
Yeah, you're welcome. People pay a lot of money to smell like that.
Moussaka.
God damn it. Ugh, fucking piece of cabagool. Anyway, that has been Science Friction. You want to get a bonus episode of Science Friction, we release them for $1 on my Patreon, patreon.com/stereos.
Full episodes go that good episodes, goddammit. Leave a 5-star review on iTunes. It helps other nerds find out about this. Caitlin, plug some shit.
Sure. Listen to The Brand Hole. It's a branding and business podcast that makes fun of things that people do to brand their businesses. You can find it at thebrandhole.com or on Twitter at @BHolePodcast.
Awesome. Ralph?
I want to plug my friend Caitlin's podcast, The Brand Hole.
So nice.
Nice.
Yeah. No, but also I have a fundraiser for Make-A-Wish going on right now, which I hope you guys will check out at wish.org/DannyShaves. One of my coworkers, Danny, he's this old Italian guy. He looks like if Super Mario got old and went bad. He's had the same mustache for as long as I've been alive. It's like a 32-year-old mustache. No one's ever seen his top lip since he hit puberty. So he said he'd shave it if we could raise $25,000 for Make-A-Wish. It's a cause that we've done a lot of work with over the years, and it means a lot to me. So if you can spare even $5, I know it's not a lot to you, but it means a lot to kids going through a hard time. Go to wish.org/DannyShaves, and you'll get to help kids through a really tough time in their lives and humiliate an old man. And is there any nobler cause than that?
That rules.
That's a... Ralph, I knew I picked a winner today.
We really need your help, though. Like, it's not going as well as I would have hoped. Like, we'll full disclosure.
There. You got weeks. No, look, come on. Anyway, that's Science Friction. Thank you guys so much for coming by. We got Caitlin Baird, got Ralph Atanasia.
Hey.
I'll talk to you guys next time.